MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. A standoff over abortion in politically conservative regions of New Mexico escalated Friday as Democratic state legislators advanced a bill that will prohibit local governments from interfering with women's access to reproductive health care. The initiative from the State House Democrats responds to abortion restrictions recently adopted in two counties and three cities in eastern New Mexico, where sentiments against the procedure run deep and amid efforts by states across the nation to restrict abortion following the Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. A legislative panel endorsed the bill on a party line 7-3 vote with opposition from Republican lawmakers who said they were bombarded with emails, phone calls, and petitions from constituents in opposition. Well, over $40 million generated from all marijuana sales in New Mexico in the month of January. It's a trend the state's been seeing since April, and local dispensaries are realizing the impact marijuana is having on New Mexico. Since last April, over $230 million in marijuana sales has been recorded. Experts believe this business more booming than people realize. Local store owners say the state would not be able to do this if it wasn't for the local population pushing the cannabis industry forward. In the end, they hope the money can also be used in ways to move New Mexico forward. A 26-year-old man arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter, among other crimes, that follows a collision in which the vehicle he was driving fatally struck a man and woman and their dog who were walking along West Apache Road Friday night. The victims identified as 33-year-old Joshua Jackson, 27-year-old Octavia Throssell of California. Anthony Baca, who was driving a company vehicle, left the scene before police arrived. Hobbs police detectives able to identify the vehicle the next day with the help of witnesses, business surveillance video, social media, and other means. The company that owned the vehicle told police Baca reported being in an accident the night before. Detectives went to Baca's residence, where he agreed to voluntarily go with them to the Hobbs Police Department. After being read his Miranda rights, he said he'd been driving on Apache Road, knew he did something. He was arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter, tampering with evidence, and careless driving. He's being held without bond at the Hobbs City Jail. MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller.